Hey everyone, I'm Laura Molitor, Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist. Welcome to my weekly podcast where I share ideas and insights to help you get more aligned with your true purpose and start living your best life. You can find out more about me at beingfreenow.com or follow my blog at beingfreenow.blog. You can subscribe to these podcasts on SoundCloud or iTunes. Well, today I want to talk about fear. Well, of course, I don't really want to talk about fear, but who does? What I do want to do, though, is to shed some light on our fears and share some possible antidotes to help us turn fear of life into zest for life. I know I am ready for some zest, and the reason that I was led to do this topic this week is that I realized that I was harboring some fears around taking some new steps in my life, in my career. And as I look back, these, you know, new things, so-called, were really not that new. I'd done similar things before, stepped somewhat out of my comfort zone. And while I felt those steps at the time were challenging, I didn't really have a ton of fear around them. And not like I do today, anyway. And I really like realizing that. As I'm getting older, wisdom and experience should be making me more fearless about certain things and not less so. I'm enthusiastic about going forward with things that really matter, with my divine purpose. And yet there's clearly some trepidation based on what? I guess uncertainty about the results. And that leads me to one possible conclusion about my fear is that I know too much. I'm too aware of what's happened in the past when I've tried things, and very much more self-aware as well, conscious of what I'm about and what feels more like me and what feels outside of my most confident place. But I can't let that be a reason to stay still when I'm very clearly being motivated forward into some new endeavors, as we all often are. This fear that I feel needs to be turned into zest, into joy, into freedom, enthusiasm, opportunity. And I can do this by seeing through that fear's validity. Because when I knew less, I was more willing to try things. Now that I know more, I should be even more so. If I base that knowledge on a litany of mistakes or a belief that as I get older, I've lost energy or clarity or esteem or time, or that somehow I become more timid, if I do that, I've just agreed to be less than I am, and I've consciously decided not to utilize my true wisdom or pursue the mission that appears very clearly to be mine. I've essentially let this false fear take me out of my purpose and failed to acknowledge that the best wisdom I've gained is that wisdom that has allowed me to be more clear on recognizing that anything is possible in each new moment by trusting God. That's the most vital wisdom I have, and I refuse to turn my back on that and give in to fear. I refuse to make excuses or agree to the belief that we get more afraid to try things as we get older, as we progress, as we grow. That's ridiculous. I recently heard Marianne Williamson, as a spiritual author and speaker that you may know about. She said that saying yes to things keeps us younger. That's not a direct quote, but it was something like that. Saying yes to things keeps us younger, and I think that's true. And it's especially true if you're saying yes to things that your own journey of discovery and wisdom have revealed to you are important and meaningful and powerful for you to do. So I want us all to recognize that we certainly have the right to say no to what feels out of alignment with our purpose. We know ourselves better. We know what we don't need to say yes to and have to feel freer to say no to the things that aren't right. But we really have a duty to say yes to those things that feed our purpose or allow us to grow or give us an opportunity to express our light. And that light isn't one that's dimming with experience, but I believe it's really intensifying. It's deepening. It's stronger. So that's my refreshed approach to fear, and that especially that fear of taking opportunities. I'm looking at my past and seeing my own enthusiasm to try things and to either succeed or not, but to have given it my best. And so I have the quality of doing that. I'm seeing that that soul that felt eager about that opportunity mindedness isn't jaded and wearied, but it's only more clear and strong and wise about what worked and what didn't. Today, I'm still that earnest spirit as I was years ago, and yet I'm stronger through what I've discovered, more certain of what really matters to me and what doesn't, as I said, which is also important. And when I sit still and look at things, I'm really more afraid of being stale and bored and watching life pass me by than I am of the things that I might feel led to try one step at a time with God. Fear can be paralyzing, and it can also be mesmerizing. It really, though, is not our true state of being. We accept a fear. We get comfortable with our discomfort. We're not born with that fear. It isn't our DNA. We're children of the divine, and the divine is not built of fear, but of love, of life, of goodness, of power, of joy. So many wonderful qualities that those very qualities that naturally dissolve fear. We get clear on those qualities, except those, there's no room for fear. As long as we continue to see ourselves as timid little mortals, young or old, the more we're going to let life be scary rather than an invitation to shine as we were meant to do by the light of God's grace and his goodness and how he's designed us to be. The world tries to rationalize fear to get us to buy it as normal, especially for women and especially as we get older. But why would we want to buy something the world is trying to sell us when God gave us a better spirit, a truth, and the brilliant reality that every moment is a new opportunity and that you are ready? I was doing some journaling the other day, and as I was putting down each of my little fears and seeing the true power and potential I could discover for myself, this was an active, inspiring prayer time. The final thought that came to me, like a voice out of the blue, was, "You are ready," as I just said. And so are you. That readiness is a preparedness of the heart and a willingness of mind. It's that confidence that God's given us that we feel and know really well when we connect to our true motive and intention in doing something. Something within us responds and says, "Yes, I want to do that. And I know that God wants me to as well. And so I will. I'm ready and more ready now than ever." Don't be afraid of fear. Be eager to see exactly where you might be holding on to fear and make that very awareness an opportunity to ease that fear with the opposite truth that's operating, just like we're talking about. We're wise and we're ready and we're more clear. That's that truth that's really operating. And we have God behind us. That's that sense of fearlessness that we can gain, that confidence that doesn't come from personal being or knowing, but from an awareness of a higher power guiding. So it doesn't mean that we take risks and jump into everything. What it does mean is that when we find ourselves justifying a fear for ourselves that we might not have justified in the past or for someone else, When we are allowing some outlining of worst case scenario to keep us from embracing a new opportunity and being surprised by what that scenario really ends up looking like, or what we might learn from it, or where it even veers off into something beyond our expectations. If we're doing that, then we're not doing ourselves any favors. We're hiding our light. And like I said, our light's getting more intense and powerful and vital with experience and awareness and growth, rather than dimming and being less important, strong, and needed. Don't be afraid of tomorrow. Don't justify those fears or let the world justify them. Don't be settled into insecurity. Do you really want to be that way? Is that really you? No, let's be open to new ideas and love your own innate ability with God to achieve powerful things fearlessly and fruitfully. And today. Well, I know I could add a lot on this topic, but I'll save that for a later podcast. We really do need to address our fears on a daily basis, but they're not our fears. They're fears imposed on us, and we have the right to reject them. So we'll start with that, too. Feel free to write to me or respond on the podcast page or my Facebook page with any questions or thoughts. You can reach me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. If you write to me, I'd love to send you my free guide with 10 steps to a more meaningful life. My website is beingfreenow.com. You can find links to Facebook there and all those things as well, and the podcast and other writings. I'm just so glad to have you with me this week. Looking forward to the next podcast next week. Just change your fear of life into zest for life. Just join me. It's our time to shine, and it's a time that the world really needs us. Bye-bye.